Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Jody E., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, November 8th. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 164, the very first full paragraph. Today's readers are Vanessa G., Dion R., Cheryl S., and of the Steps and Traditions, Tanya P. and Mary P. The following, the reference numbers first. For the previous day, Tuesday, November 7th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 20,811. And for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, 20,817. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA, this tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Tanya P. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, Jody. This is Tanya P., recovered in Michigan. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to share in a task.
Thank you so much, Tanya P. I will now ask Mary P. to read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thank you, Jody. This is Mary P., and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone may share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 164, paragraph 1. I will now ask Vanessa G. from New Mexico to begin reading.
Thank you, Jody, for your service. This is Vanessa G., recovered in New Mexico. This is the reading. Still, you may say, I will not have the benefit of contact with you who write this book. We cannot be sure. God will determine that, but you must remember that your real reliance is always upon Him. He will show you how to create the fellowship you crave. Yesterday, when probably for maybe about the third or fourth time in a month, I had a little meeting in my car with a friend of mine who is seeking recovery in this program. I handed him a book that I treasure. And after we read, he put it back up on the dashboard. And I said something like, you know, be careful with that. It has special power. And laughed. But really, I was pretty serious. The first time I came into contact with this book, I was taken through the steps by a sponsor who had 4.5 years of recovery. Her sponsor had 4.5 years of recovery, but his sponsor had 41 years of recovery. And I did the math one time, and that meant that my great-grand sponsor got sober in 1939, the year this book was published. I'm guessing he probably did have contact with the people who wrote the book, and it was passed down to me. I believe that that spirit still is in the book, and in everyone who reads it. I have my recovery in a physical symbol every day I pick up that book. And it's not about who or what God is. It's about how to find God, how to find recovery, and how we pass that on to each other so that each person can find their own recovery, their own personal higher power, one that they can really rely upon. It's not just about real reliance on, it's also about a reliance that's real, that works, and creates miracles in our lives. Whatever, you know, however that comes out, as a result of the steps, that spiritual awakening, that spirit that gets passed down through the ages. I didn't know how much I was missing until I found Big Book Recovery and Overeaters Anonymous, and in my program before. The spirit that I find here has truly been transforming, and I'm so grateful for everyone who brings it to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa G. from New Mexico. Thank you so much. I will now take a list of names of people who would like to share. And before I do, I'll say, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. Who else would like to share on this first paragraph on page 164?
Barbara,
Wendy B. I heard Jim.
Wendy
S.
B.
Wendy
Barbara.
B. Barbara.
Sherry H. M.
Sherry H. M.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O. Okay, I have
Barbara
Jim
A.
S.
from California.
Barbara A. Okay, that's a good list. I have Jim S. Wendy B. Barbara E, I believe, Sherry H. M., Kathleen O., and Barbara A. Please let us know where you're calling from to facilitate connection. And Jim, please go ahead.
Jim S. from Toledo, Ohio. Good morning. I read this paragraph earlier today, and the concentration focused on my relationship, my real reliance is upon him. And I was able to make that contact today, and I'm allowing that contact to lead me through the day so that all the decisions I make are based on that relationship I have with him. I don't do that naturally. I have to consciously steer my life in the direction he would want me to go. And I was able to get together with the guy to sponsor me today. This day is kind of like starting fresh for me. And, you know, I was really getting tired of hearing about recovery, mainly the word alcoholism was starting to just bother me. And I left a meeting and I then was on my own and I thought, what am I going to do? I've made all these contacts in the program. I want to continue this program. And so by surrendering my spirit to his spirit, I'm able to go forward and take him with me. that's what I want to share with everyone. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Jim S. from Ohio. Wendy B., please go ahead.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And the line where it says, God will determine that, so you must remember that you really, your real reliance is always upon Him. And there's a verse that says, God determines the time and place each person lives. And, you know, God gets to determine, you know, the area, the era in which I was born, you know, and the family that I was born into and the economic circumstances I was raised in. And I just am so grateful that He chose me to live in this era, you know, of electronic gadgets, you know, that make it so easy to reach out across the miles, you know, and connect with my fellows. You know, I can also spend hours each day, you know, as I do mundane tasks, listening to program podcasts and absorbing the solution. You know, and I can take a few minutes to text or call a fellow to get input when an issue comes up and needs to be addressed, you know, and, you know, I don't have direct access to these first AAs who wrote this book, but I have access to the book, you know, and I have access to all you guys, my recovered brothers and sisters, and I can participate on meetings, and I can just really appreciate the family of like-minded, supportive fellows that, you know, help me grow and live a recovered life, you know, that teach me how to practice these principles in all my affairs, you know, that teach me how to rely on Him and turn to Him, you know, all throughout my day. And that's all I have. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Wendy B. from Arizona. Barbara E., please share with us.
I'm sorry, did you call on me?
I called on Barbara E.
That is me. I was in the process of unmuting and I couldn't hear anything. Pardon me, I have a frog in my throat and it's not on my food plan. I'll have to report that to my sponsor. This is Barbara E. in New Jersey, a volume compulsive overeater, and so grateful to be with you here today. I hope you can hear me. The lawn blower is going like crazy outside. We have lots of leaves. Well, that energy source, that power that could walk with me and guide me like a pilot on a plane. And that pilot was the source of comfort that assured me that I could find love and peace and serenity. And that pilot helped me through the trials and tribulations of life as I'm living it in 2023, and helps me to find a solution for my problem, because I know I can't change anything about my family, my fellows, the world, the life we live today. I can just change how I react to it. So I know, because my sponsor told me, and I believe her, that I can test the spiritual life for myself. And I don't have to accept anything as being true because others believe it to be true. I don't have to accept any particular description of a higher power before I can prayer and reliance on the guide of perhaps my misunderstanding, a guide I didn't understand and wasn't sure was there. I didn't have to believe in it, but I knew it was not my refrigerator, not my pantry, not my best frenemy food. I had to look to another power source. And that power source was acceptance. Acceptance that I don't know what is good for me and I don't know what is good for anyone else. So I'm better off if I quit the debating society. And I think it's been said so perfectly by so many people before that I had to give up my pride of influence, of feeling superior, alternating inferior, because the world doesn't revolve around me, and it never will. But I know today if I make a slip and I learn something, it's a life lesson, not a loss. It's a detour, not a dead end. And I have to accept myself as not perfect, but striving. And my higher power loves me just as I am, but too much to let me stay that way. So I just have to say, one day at a time, thank you. Welcome home. I found a place. Thank you, everyone. I pass. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Barbara E. from New Jersey. Sherry H.M., please go ahead.
Good morning. This is Sherry H.M., recovered compulsive overeater. I live in Mount Vernon, Washington. I love this. Your real reliance is always upon Him, because, you know, God did for me what I couldn't do for myself. And I'm so, so grateful. It's an absolute miracle that I don't even think about, especially the chocolates, the sweets. I just, like it says, I actually recoil from them. And this book also says that the most important thing on the bottom of page 42 is, quite as important was the discovery that spiritual principles would solve all my problems. So it starts out with I used to think God was my higher power, and God is my higher power. But you know where I would go? I would go into the arms of the refrigerator. I would go into the cupboard and, you know, just stock in a S-T-A-L-K way the cupboard, right? And, you know, it just didn't work. And then one day I realized, you know, there's nothing in the refrigerator that's going to help this problem that I just had, some of the worst events in my whole life. And so I just love that so much. And I love, you know, that the goal of the big book is to give us a relationship, help to start that with a higher power. Who's going to solve all my problems? But I have to let go and let God. I have to, you know, work on that problem like it's all up to me. And I also have to pray like it's all up to God. And I just can't believe that it's been over 9 years that I've had recovery. And now getting into an even deeper part of my program, you know, and working the 10 steps, much, you know, trying to do that regularly and much more often. So I'm so grateful for all of you guys, and I love you all. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sherry H.M. from Washington. Kathleen O. from California, please go ahead.
Good morning, Jody. Thanks for leading the meeting this morning. It's Kathleen O. in Northern California, where the fall colors are absolutely breathtaking. And to me, you know, those types of things are always God shining down. So the fellowship, the big book, the steps, all amazing things. But my reliance has to be on my higher power. And we're told early on in the big book that deep down within every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. And, you know, I had to figure this out, you know, what was that higher power? And you know, when I connect with it, I have to connect with it every day. And it's that mind-body connection that will just, I mean, miracles will happen. Life isn't always easy. But as long as I have that connection, the divine will appear in my life every day. You know, we can all feel that power within and around us and accomplish amazing things as long as there's that connection. So for me, I have to rely on that every day. You know, the icing on the cake is all of you, these steps, the big book, just makes things happen in life that I never could have done on my own. And thank you, I pass.
Thank you so much, Kathleen O. from California. And finally, Barbara A. from California. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Barbara A. from California. Jody, thank you for your service. And what caught my eye, this is the first time I've read this paragraph today. Before the meeting, I read it. And never read it before. But he will show you how to create the fellowship you crave. And I just think about how many years I've been craving. You know, how do I live in this world? How do I be that social, that the emotional immaturity, the emotional, drunkenness, the not being able to grow because of my dependence on the food. And to now, in my 60s, have this relationship with a higher power, that's what I've been craving. And he showed me this program. And he's teaching me, through all of you, how to have relationships, how to have connections, how to be emotionally mature. And it's daily. Daily I get an opportunity to practice this because I stay connected to the program, because I talk to you fellows, because I come to meetings, because I'm willing to really, willing to grow. Willing to change, willing to say to myself, Father, this behavior is stopping you. It's halting you. It's taking you away from God. Because after so many years in this program, I am realizing that food was my solution, and it's not anymore. Today I have a higher power who is teaching me, through all of you, how to live in this world effectively. Without food, without dependence on food, but dependence on his power, dependence on the fact that I can go to him and I can experience a true craving for a relationship, a true relationship, not a relationship with food, a relationship with God, a relationship with you fellows. That's what I've always been craving. And so grateful I finally found it. Thank you. Thank you for your service, Jody. And thank you for this meeting, all who have shared. And I pass.
And thank you, Barbara A. from California, for your share. All right. I'll now take another list of names of people who would like to share. Please remember that although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. We're on page 164, the first full paragraph. Who else would like to share?
Melanie C. from Oregon.
Melanie C.
Hello?
Rhonda from Ohio.
I heard Kathy S. and Rhonda.
Shirley R. from California.
Shirley R.
Joanne B. from Texas.
Joanne B. from Texas.
Pam B., Missouri.
Okay. Pam, is it Pam as in B as in Paul? I heard Pam. Okay, let's stop there. I have Melanie C. from Oregon, Kathy S., Rhonda, Shirley R., Joanne B., and I believe it was Pam. Please go ahead, Melanie.
Hi, this is Melanie C. from Oregon, recovered compulsive overeater. What a wonderful place to be in this particular book, all this whole chapter and my promises of the recovery that is given to me each and every day, and that you all pour into my life each and every day so that it can continue to enlarge. You know, when I'm reading this, I remember thinking to myself, oh man, what would it be like to have been able to be in those groups where we're clinging to each other and they were in each other's physical homes and many of us staying with each other, getting through this horrible thing for the first time ever that something like this appeared, you know, on the face of the earth, to be able to truly recover from a disease such as addiction like this. Oh, what it would have been like to be able to have that. And yet I say often, you know, gosh, I wasn't in front of Bill Wilson. I don't know what he was thinking when he was writing this book. Who am I to be able to interpret the language here that he's written about? I'll do my best, you know, to pass on how I have experienced it, but I don't know if it's right or not. But I can tell you for sure what I have been able to do is be in a group of people that I call my board of directors that have been in 2 times longer than I have, walking this walk and studying this big book. And it is the fellowship that I crave. I've been in contact with them in some form or another through text, telephone, email of some sort every single day of the 18 years that I have been recovered. And they have twice that many. They have poured into my life their experience of interpreting this big book and being able to live it in the form of a psychic change, a way in which they conduct themselves, live their lives, and how they think. The other thing I think that's important is that for me anyway, is that I want to say here now that this is your concept of a higher power, a power other than yourself. It is not of any Christian plan, any Buddhist plan. It is yours. It is something that's deep down inside you, the big book tells us. It's fundamentally known to me inside me, and I connect with that. Whatever it is, people have recovered on any concept of a power greater than themselves. And I wanted to say that in case there's somebody new in this particular room, that when folks come up and share, it's their concept of whatever it is that they want to share about. There is no corner market on anything, especially with what a vision for you determines that anybody's higher power is. And I've been able to find one of my own that has evolved and stretched and actually changed tremendously over time. I was introduced to a type when I was a youngster, and that has grown and enlarged to something completely other than. And I am so grateful for that, because I am recovered today, accessing that power every single moment, the moment that I know that I'm awake in the morning and the moment that I fall asleep at night. And I'm grateful for that. Thank you for this fellowship that I crave so much, and for a vision for you. I pass.
Thank you so much. Melanie C. from Oregon. Kathy S., where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Kathy S., recovered compulsive overeater from Germany. Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm just, good morning, or good afternoon in my country. Yeah, yeah, I'm grateful today, and but I just wanted to share that I don't have the text now in front of me because I'm on the road, but this reliance upon God, my truly reliance upon God is so important to me, because I mean, it's not the sponsor, it's not the therapist, it's not the doctor or anyone. Anyone's opinion about what I have to do or not have to do or should do or how I have to be. It's God who tells me how to be, and I'm always grateful for opinions, maybe from other fellows, also from whoever, or from my friends or from my partner. And I'm grateful to listen to other people, what they think, but in the end it's always God who I rely on, and that's what I really had to learn also in program. I had to really rely on God and not on other people. Yes, because I can do that easily. I can lose myself easily. That's what I wanted to share. And I'm grateful that I found my higher power And I trust God. I trust God. And when I have anything, I don't care anything. I always go to God first and ask God, what should I do? And if God tells me, okay, maybe you can ask another person about it, then I will do that as well. But it's always first step is always to ask God. And I'm grateful to be with my higher power and program. And yeah, that's what I have to share. Thanks. That I pass.
Thank you so much. Kathy S. from Germany. Rhonda, what is your initial and
yes, this is Ron. Hi, this is Rhonda Newhart N. from Ohio. And I'm grateful to be here today, compulsive overeater, grateful you all are here. I too appreciated that line about the fellowship that I always craved. And I have attempted my whole life, you know, to bring that in, but would get caught up in all the character defects connected with relationship as far as caring too much about what others think and people pleasing and all of that. But the program has taught me to bring that craving down to earth. And it's taught me to bring spirituality down to earth, which, you know, I've always been spiritual and been a people person and a doer. However, the program has really brought it into structural alignment in a way that I can be so much more effective in my daily life for myself and for others. And for me, I have to really focus on keeping the balance because I want fellowship all the time. And I work two jobs and I'm, you know, mid-60s and I want to prioritize program as well. And so I struggle with fitting it all in. But the more I put spirituality first or my higher power first and fit in that quiet time, that meditation time in a balanced way with the fellowship of life and as it's directed by higher power, then the more I can do and be an instrument for God's will or higher power's will. But it does take daily effort. It does take daily practice. I have to pause often throughout the day to stay in alignment and listen to meetings, and it's very helpful. It's very, very helpful, and I'm grateful for the program and all of you, and with that, I will pass.
Thank you so much. Rhonda N. from Ohio. Shirley R. from California, please share with us. Shirley, press star 1. To unmute.
I just want to say that I'm so happy to be with you all. And I count on this time as a special time focused on God. And God is the center of my life each day. And I'm working on my third day of abstinence so far. But I covet this time as a special touch of God's Spirit in each person who talks. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Shirley R. from California. Welcome. Joanne B. from Texas, please go ahead.
Good morning. This is Joanne B., recovered in Texas. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I wanted to connect. I know that I'm not alone as far as this my ability to isolate. And so that's one of the reasons I want to kind of chime in. I really appreciate everyone's share so far. And what stood out to me was, you must remember that your real reliance is always upon Him. I have a tendency to forget that. And I want to have human, I want to go to others for different answers instead of going to my higher power first. And so it's good to remember this. It's I'm so grateful that we read the book in the way that we do, and that we get to read it about three times each year together and hear it over and over again. I'm thankful for you all for hearing your voices. And one of the things about this fellowship that I crave, I remember being in a foreign country and in a dangerous place and just very lonesome. And unbeknownst to me, my phone had service. And all of a sudden, I'm in prayer and I'm walking in a marshy area, and the phone rings, and it was someone from our OA group. And that to me is amazing, how God determined that He had someone to call me. And that's the fellowship I crave, and I'm so grateful, and I hope I can do that over and over for someone else. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Joanne B. from Texas. Pam, what is the initial of your last name and date, please?
Pam B., and I live in Missouri, and I just wanted to share how grateful I am for the program and for everyone's shares and for Vision for You. I've been in the program since 85, and I've had quite a lot of physical recovery and a lot of spiritual and emotional recovery, but I have a ways to go still. I need to find the way to have abstinence that lasts. And I have a higher power I've had for many years, whom I call God, and I'm just so thankful that the program is centered on God. And the program has helped me understand God better and how to do His will better. And I'm really thankful for that. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Pam B. from Missouri. Okay, we have two more, I would say. Who else would like to share? Page 164, the first.
Ronnie. This is Ronnie in Missouri.
Ronnie, I heard Ronnie in Missouri.
Dionor.
Dionor. Okay, let's keep it there. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Ronnie, compulsive overeater. So I've been in the program. It always amazes me. Last month was 4 years of continued abstinence, and it took me like 35 years to get that. So every once in a while, I'm thinking, I must have at some point eaten X or XYZ, and that's not true. I haven't. It's just so hard to believe this, and I think it's really hard to believe because sometimes I put that success on myself, which, of course, I cannot do, instead of my higher power. And when I think of my higher power, I'm like, well, of course that can be true. And it is true, because that's God's work. Now, I have a lot of legwork in that, you know, meetings, having a sponsor, being sponsored, having worked the steps, you know, all other kinds of tools of the program, hence steps, have become so amazing to me. How they work, and yet how resistant I can be to do them, and they always work. But I think the big thing for me is truly, at the end of the day, I do need people, and I need meetings, and I need the tools. But those are just all subsets of, like, God is the overarching power. And I'm, as a human, giving all of these ways to utilize that, those tools for my own growth. And if I have a day, and not a full day, because I don't know if I can go a full day, of not recognizing my Creator, my day is hosed. And I my defects creep out all over the place. So I am very grateful for that higher power. I am very grateful when I do my gratitudes at night to my Creator. And I am very grateful in the morning that I can get on my knees and do the third step prayer. It doesn't mean I rise from that and think, okay, I'm letting it all go. I do the best I can. And then I hope that with continued prayer during the day and recognition of a Creator, that I can maintain one more, obtain and maintain one more day of abstinence. So thank you, all of you, for your service. That's it.
Thank you, Ronnie from Missouri. Beyond R, please share with us.
Yes, hi, good morning, everyone, and thank you, Jody, for your service position as well. I'm going to read this as I see it. It's like a love letter to from my higher power. Excuse me. That's what I was getting. Still, Dion, you may say, but I would not have the benefit, which I did, of the contact those who wrote the book. My biggest wish is I want to meet Bill W. We cannot be sure, but I will determine that. So you must remember that your real reliance is on me. I will show you how to create the fellowship you crave. Oh, my God, that is so personal. It's just so loving. It just reminds me of the prayers I used to pray silently in my walking life. It's like I just felt I was in a big crowd or a big family or a big community, whatever, but I didn't have me. So I heard someone in the room say, I did that too. I did that too. So it's like my higher power gave me a personal love letter when I read this. I said, I know I've read this many times, but each time I can get something different if I'm willing to see something different. And with that, I'll pray. Thanks for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Dion R., for sharing. Okay, we're about out of time. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on the same very page, 164. Followed by the Serenity Prayer, will Dion R. please read A Vision for You?
Yes, I will. Hi, this is... I'm sorry, this
we
is
lost.
Dion R.
Oh,
I didn't know if I was muted or not. Okay,
now
thank
I
you,
hear
Dion.
You. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you can't not transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God. If you understand God, I'm sorry. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as we trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. And with that, I'll pass.